On Friday's Page One, Mayor Michael Bloomberg is taking on the teachers union. In his State of the City address, the mayor hit a nerve by proposing a merit pay system. In the final year of the housing bubble, Federal Reserve policymakers made jokes about home builders. And the remarkable story of one of the finalists for International Horse of the Year. Neville Bardos is also a contender for the Summer Olympics. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg directly confronted leaders of the teachers union with a proposal for merit pay. The mayor wants to give top-performing teachers raises of $20,000. He also threatened to remove as many as half of those working at the city's most troubled schools. The mayor made the proposals during his State of the City address. He said it was time to double down on his long-standing efforts to revive public schools.
If you come from a middle-class family, as I do, and if you believe that education is the ticket to middle class, as I do, then there's just no escaping the fact that we cannot accept failing schools, and we cannot accept excuses for inaction or delay.
Union President Michael Mulgrew didn't applaud. He said the mayor is living in a fantasy land, proposing ideas he doesn't have the power to push through. The Obama administration is warning Iran's supreme leader, don't make good on threats to close the Strait of Hormuz. It's the strategically important passage for oil tankers carrying 16 million barrels a day. Washington is using a secret communications channel to deliver its message to Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Administration officials believe Iran's threats are bluster, or maybe an attempt to drive up the price of oil. But there is concern that a Republican Guard patrol boat could try something on its own, triggering a larger crisis. South Sudan's independence has given way to violence. Bitter ethnic tensions that had mostly been put aside have flared up again. Times reporter Jeffrey Gettleman says the U.S.-backed government and the U.N. haven't stopped a cycle of massacre and revenge. He says heavily armed militias are marching on villages with impunity. Sometimes they're intent on genocide. In the final year of the housing bubble, Federal Reserve policymakers made jokes about home builders. The Fed released transcripts of policymakers' meetings from back in 2006. They laughed about cars that builders were giving buyers, and they laughed about efforts to make empty homes look occupied. There's no indication they thought problems in the housing market could bring on a recession. A Malaysian gambling giant has big plans for New York. K.T. Lim and his Genting Berhad company have hired major lobbyists, including a former top aide to State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. It's also hired a close friend of Governor Andrew Cuomo to do public relations and Mayor Michael Bloomberg's 2009 campaign manager to do planning. Friday's Times says it's a textbook example of how a New York newcomer became an instant player. Friday's Page One has the remarkable story of one of the finalists for International Horse of the Year. Neville Bardos is a chestnut gelding that survived a fire in his trainer's barn in South Carolina. His throat and lungs were scorched from smoke inhalation. He's made a comeback. The head of the U.S. Equestrian Foundation says she's never seen anything like him. The Horse of the Year will be announced on Friday. Neville is also a top contender for a berth in the Summer Olympics in London. Inside Friday's Times, the old rules no longer apply in the Republican campaign. Mitt Romney arrived in South Carolina flush with cash, but his donor network has been undercut by so-called super PACs and their ads boosting Romney's opponents. Romney's back-to-back victories in Iowa and New Hampshire have netted only a handful of the delegates he needs to win the nomination. That's because the GOP moved the big winner-take-all contest to the end of the primary season. And that means there's no incentive for Romney's opponents to drop out. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta promised Afghanistan President Hamid Karzai a full investigation of a video that apparently shows four U.S. Marines desecrating bodies of Taliban fighters. NATO authorities and the Afghan government condemned the video, as did Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. Times reporter Graham Boley explains.
The videos are circulating at a really sensitive time when the US is trying to start negotiations for the first time with the Taliban, it's important to bear in mind that there are huge questions about the authenticity and the provenance of this video. We don't know if it's real. It has the potential to have a huge effect on these budding negotiations. An emissary for the Obama administration is heading to the region next week.
A Taliban spokesman said the video was unlikely to affect negotiations to end the war in Afghanistan. Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari flew to Dubai again. An aide said he was off to a wedding. Tensions between Zardari's civilian government and the country's powerful military have been rising. Zardari went to Dubai last month for medical treatment. That set off speculation about his political future. The public's love affair with Greek yogurt has New York's dairy farmers smiling all the way to the bank. It takes about three times as much milk to make a pound of Greek yogurt as it takes to make that much regular yogurt. Friday's Business Day says two big brands already have plants in upstate New York. A third is building a $20 million operation in Batavia where they'll make Greek yogurt topped with granola. That's Grammy Award-winning bass baritone Thomas Kwasthoff. He has a transcendent voice and a reputation for expressive performances, but he says no more. He's retiring from the concert stage for health reasons. Thalidomide poisoning before he was born left him 4'3" tall. He'll continue to teach in Berlin. That's our preview of Friday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.